880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This week, we're going to have our hotel market review. We're going to feature Bo Ashbell. He works with me at the Aztec Group. He's been in the hotel business for 30-plus years. He owns a bunch of hotels. He invests in hotels. He does a lot of hotel transactions. If you want to know about hospitality, you want to talk to Bo. Then we're going to have, we're going to have Rob Denton on. Rob is going to be on talking about how to stay ahead of your creditors. He's the president and founder of True North Financial. Then we're going to have Dr. Eugene Schiff. He's the director of the Schiff Center for Liver Disease at the University of Miami Health System. We call him UHealth on the show. We're going to speak about the new CDC recommendations that all U.S. baby boomers, that's you and me, should get a test for hepatitis C. I can't wait to talk to him about that. And then you're going to want to definitely stick around for this one where I go off on the new newspaper industry. Why should I continue to subscribe to the newspaper anymore when it continues to be delivered late to my doorstep and sometimes even after I've left to go to work? We're going to start off with a quick rundown of the news. First of all, our condolences to the Art Modell family for you NFL fans. I understand Art Modell passed away today. Art is the guy that was responsible for moving the Browns from Cleveland and making them into the Baltimore Ravens, but at least he had the good sense to leave all of the records and colors and everything else with the people of Cleveland. Good luck, Art. Thank you for all of the NFL moments. The big news on Wall Street, the Dow was up 245 points today thanks to the EBC bond buying plan. Europe is going to start doing what we've been doing here for about a year now, helping to keep the price of borrowing down by buying bonds. Prices have gone up on the bonds of many countries over there as they look towards their economic disarray. This will hopefully keep things in check. The market obviously thought it was a good thing by going up 245 points. Another NFL note was that the NFL is looking to shorten the preseason. They're looking at two different formats, a 2-16 and a 2-18 game format. All I can say is even two is too much, but thank you so much for at least looking into it, NFL. Another reason that the Dow went up, jobless claims fell. So the market may be improving. I wonder if the president has been seeding this information to coincide with his speech tonight. We'll see, or at least you might. I tried to stay up for Bill Clinton last night, but I fell asleep. I guess that the Cowboy Giants game wore me out. And another thing in the news that I found interesting today, many of the other cell phone firms are rolling out their new lines in order to beat Apple to the punch. You know, the iPhone hasn't changed much in the 4 years that it's been out. It'll be interesting to see what they do in this coming up version of it. But for now, I'm really not sure what it's going to look like. So, again, make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk about hospitality, the hospitality industry today. We're going to talk about how to keep your company's credit in order. We're going to talk about hepatitis C, and we're going to talk about the newspaper industry. Stick with us for more Freed on Business. We'll be right back after this short break with Bo Ashbell of the Aztec Group. We're going to talk hotels. You're not going to want to miss it. The guy knows what he's doing. Believe me, we've made money with that mind on hotels. Back after this with more Freed on Business. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Adam Freed. Make sure that you join me and you get to Sun Life Stadium September 16th when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. I can't wait to get mine. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession.
It's
affected us all.
My favorite part.
For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, we're back with more Freed on Business, and now we're going to go into our segment that I am going to say is the Hotel Market Review. We've got my good friend, Bo Ashbell. Mr. Ashbell is the managing director with me over at the Aztec Group. He focuses solely on hospitality acquisitions, dispositions, joint ventures, and debt and equity financing. Bo's area of expertise involves a variety of hospitality product types, including select and full-service hotels, convention-oriented hotels, as well as condominium hotels, and I'll even add in resort hotels. He's an investor, owner, operator, and broker of hotel properties nationwide. Today, we're going to discuss current valuations in the market as well as trends and opportunities. Welcome to the show, Bo.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Bo. Now, give us a little bit of background to kind of set the stage so people know where you're coming from.
We are at Aztec, very active in hospitality projects. We arrange debt, equity financing, joint ventures. We do some investment sales. We are also, as you mentioned, equity investors ourselves. We are very dangerous when it comes to the hotel business.
Oh, yeah. You're loaded and ready for bear, huh? Well, now let's see now. On a national scale, what is are hotels hot or not? Because I remember reading that it was hot a couple years ago, then it was cooling off. It had a lot to do with these REIT stock prices. Give me a little bit of flavor for the national market.
I would say next to multifamily, hotels are probably the hottest class of commercial real estate today.
Really?
They have rebounded very, very strongly. A lot of it has to do with the fact that there's been no significant addition to supply in the hotel space in quite some time. Visitation has increased, business activity has increased, and as a result, hotels are performing very well. This will be, 2012 will probably be the best year since 2008.
Wow, that's pretty aggressive. Now, is this for just resort properties, just like properties that serve the businessman, or is this across the board?
It's pretty much across the board. Obviously, there are certain markets around the country, certain sub-markets that perform better than others, but it's across the board. A lot of it has to do with visitation to the United States. So far, year to date, I believe visitation is up 11% compared to last year.
Wow.
It's and that is spurring it. Obviously, travel domestically is important as well, but it's a number of factors that are contributing to it.
Now, let's talk about the investors in the hotel space. Are they big companies, little companies? I mean, I always thought that these smaller hotels by the roadside were kind of local operators, and then you had the big chains, but can individual investors get involved? How does all that work?
Absolutely. The big chains are, for the most part, not that big investors in the real estate side of the hotel business. They like to market the brands, they like to operate whenever they can, but for the most part, they are not owners of real estate. There's obviously exceptions, but you see activity by REITs and by private equity funds. You see activities by investors, individual investors. You see some activities by offshore investors.
Really?
Who, for a variety of reasons, prefer to invest in this country, for the most part because it's a great place for flight capital, and also because they feel that real estate is undervalued compared to what it costs in their own countries.
Well, I'm sure they also like hotels because they can reprice their property every night.
It is hotels are complicated properties. There are operating businesses that require 24/7 operation, and as a result, are not as simple and easily run, and are not even as simple to develop.
Now, what about you talked about development? Let's go into that. With no new supply being added, I've got to believe that well-respected operators are now able to be capitalized on both a debt and equity basis. Am I right? Is there money out there to do hotels?
Equity is plentiful, but it's careful. Mm-hmm. What is happening in the last year or so is the debt has become much more available. There's also debt available for construction of new projects. It is very conservative in terms of how lenders underwrite. But we do have some options today for projects that are well capitalized, that are sponsored by groups that have track records and have good brands. Absolutely.
Okay, so then there is good opportunities out there. There's money to take advantage of those opportunities for if you're a good, solid, respected operator. Let's see. Hotels here, and let's change a little bit now. Hotels in South Florida. On the sand versus not on the sand. Is the demand kind of the same from investors and developers?
There's a huge price premium that properties that are located on the ocean, on the sand, command over properties that are not on the ocean, as a general rule of thumb. Simply stated, properties are very, very hard to replace. And they are always highly desirable because people just love to stay on the sand, particularly when they're traveling on vacation. Having said that, there are a tremendous amount of great hotels that have been developed in the last several years that are not on the sand. In the case of South Florida, a case in point would be Brickell Avenue. Brickell Avenue today is probably the hottest hotel market, or one of the hottest hotel markets in South Florida, maybe after Miami Beach. So there are opportunities everywhere. If one can identify them and can execute on them, they're not easy.
Okay, now you mentioned before that there was financing and capital available, but it was tough to execute on some of them. You've closed some hospitality financings and investments and sales in the past few months. Can you tell us a little bit generally, Flavor? I know you're under confidentiality on a lot of stuff, but generally, what are you getting accomplished in the market right now?
When you're talking about permanent financing, which is typically would be applicable for properties that are already existing and would like to refinance, the CMBS market is active. Those would probably run, let's say, up to 70% loan to value.
Okay.
There would be a fixed rate non-recourse financing, generally that will be priced in the 5-5.5% range.
Well, this sounds very good on a historical basis.
It is very good on a historical basis. Obviously, advantages and disadvantages to CMBS loans, but having said that, it's there, it's available, and definitely can be executed upon.
How about banks?
Banks would be ideal for borrowers that require renovations for properties that are not stabilized, don't have stable cash flow. Banks also require personal recourse.
Mm.
Yes, banks are lending, including a number of banks here in South Florida. They do understand and like the hotel business. And it's a function of finding the right sponsorship and the right project, but those can be done.
Now, let's talk about statistics on a local level, the health of the local lodging market. Year to date, how are South Florida hotels faring? Because I've read a bunch of mixed stuff. I thought it was going great, and then I saw that some employment might have been slipping, some rate and stuff. But that's, to me, the newspaper. We'll hear later my opinion of the newspaper. What does a practitioner see out in the market?
I think the hotels in South Florida in general, Miami in particular, are performing tremendously well so far in 2012. I will tell you that Miami is probably ranked in the top three in the nation in terms of in the nation in terms of market, in terms of improvements year over year. In terms of what we count as revenue per available room, which is a combination of both your occupancy and your average daily rate, Miami is ranked number three in the country.
Number three? Well, yes. Who are we behind? Honolulu and New York?
We are behind Honolulu and New York.
Well, at least I know my business, huh?
That's what we're behind. But that's a very, very good place to be at a very good company. And that is the justification for being able to support ground-up construction today on new projects if the right sites can be identified and the right brands are available.
Well, listen, I live right by the 112, and I don't see any slowdown in the car volume going from the airport to the beach. And I can remember when my parents first brought me here, I can close my eyes and still see the Welcome to Miami Beach sign. It's something that means something to people worldwide.
Then there are a number of submarkets in Miami that could definitely use an addition in supply. Miami overall is running about 80% occupancy year to date, which in the hotel business pretty much means that you are at capacity because of the daily changes in demand. You're pretty much running at capacity. So what we are seeing also in Miami is real rate growth. Again, this would be the second year in a row we're seeing real rate growth. So far this year, I believe the average daily rate in Miami has increased by about 7.6%, and that is tremendous.
Well, it sounds to me like the statistics point to the fact that Miami could absorb an addition to supply.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, how about the business guys out by the airport? What's going on out by the airport? We've only got about a minute left, so I know it's a big topic, but just generally business travel. How about that?
The airport in Miami is a machine. It is operating 365 days a year and cranking unbelievable numbers. That's absolutely a market that can support new addition. Miami Beach. I like Brickell Avenue as I pointed earlier. I even like place like Midtown. I think Midtown could use some hotel rooms. Dadeland is another area that could be interesting. So the Gables. There are a number of areas that can support additional hotel rooms in Miami-Dade County.
All right, we'll stop right there. I don't want you giving out all your secrets, but there is something I want you to give out. Please give out your phone number and your email address in case somebody wants to follow up.
My direct phone number is 305-938-8617. My email address is ashbel@aztecgroup.com.
Bo Ashbel, hotel expert, I want to thank you for joining us on Freedom Business. Hopefully you'll come back in a few weeks and give a few months and you'll give us an update on where we are, maybe for holiday time. Bo Ashbel, Managing Director of the Aztec Group. This is Jim Fried. We'll be right back with Rob Denton. Stick with us. You're not going to want to miss Rob. Thanks again, Bo. Hi, this is Jim Fried, and I want to tell you that it means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by their service department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned, all Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more with Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Remember to join me and get to Sun Life Stadium September 16th when the Dolphins play the Oakland Raiders. And get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our next segment on Freed on Business. We're going to have Rob Denton on in just a second. I want to just let everybody know that if you follow at Jim Freed or follow at Freed on Business, within the next week, you'll be entered into a contest where you'll be able to win two free club seats to see the Oakland Raiders take on the Miami Dolphins, and you'll also get that free hat we've been talking about. So follow at Jim Freed or follow at Freed on Business to win your free Miami Dolphins tickets. Rob, welcome to the show, bud. What do we got going on today?
What's happening, Jim? A lot of traffic out there on the way down here today.
Yeah, that's okay. Bo was the pitch hitter. He got here early. You know, I got to have that local guest and that out-of-towner like you to make sure, just in case you don't make it. But tell me, man, we've always talked about what you do for a living, but how did you get into this?
Well, I was in the collection business. I was in the finance business, actually, first. I was a factor, purchasing accounts receivable, and certain things went bad on us, and we had to get really good at collecting some of our outstanding obligations. For a couple of years, we really honed our skills on getting good at collecting bad invoices. And to be straightforward with you, we didn't love the business we were in.
You didn't love being an arm twister and a kneecapper?
I would call it just an arm twister. We didn't have to go to the kneecap level.
So you got out of that, and you decided to put what you learned to use to help people instead. What a novel idea. Somebody in the collection business wanted to help people.
We're helping cut costs. We're helping companies stay in business. And quite frankly, oftentimes we're finding companies that the collection firms and other companies think that they're deadbeats. They're not deadbeats. They're like you and me. We're in trouble. You know, cash flow is not happening. We can't get paid as quickly as we used to, and profit margins have gone down. The banks are not lending. So right now we're finding a lot of people who are really good people that other sources of business or collectors say, this is a bad guy, I got to collect from him. So we step in and help be the advocate of the guy who's being collected against and help them negotiate a reasonable settlement proactively and fact-based.
So it sounds to me like you give these people a seat at the table so that they can reset their financial position, much like the way some of the auto industry giants did, some of the other big companies, the bailouts of all the banks. So you're giving the average American middle class, you're the one that's bringing America back. You're the person that they should be profiling on the conventions. You're the one that's helping bring back the greatness in America here.
You know, a lot of people have to manage a lot of different moving parts of their business. They have to manage their employees. They have to manage the benefits. They have to manage the cash flow. And a lot of companies don't necessarily have the skill or the knowledge on how to identify when there's a serious problem. So we have a number of different solutions that we use. Give a free credit analysis. We use certain criteria that's out there. The social media that is unbelievable right now. But being able to find out what a company or a creditor sees within your credit report, your profile, is huge. We have access to that, and we give that to our clients.
Okay, so now let's talk about that for a minute. You can actually run a credit report to see which one of your clients' customers is speaking poorly about them. You can then call that group, try to make it go away, and then help the guy get his corporate credit better? Is that doable?
Not only better, but more accurate. Oftentimes, you know, in the consumer credit space, it's a very, very, you know, unfamiliar.
Yeah, but you do business, not consumer.
Right. In the consumer side, though, it's very unfamiliar. In the commercial side, the business side, it's the Wild West. Certain things get reported. They don't get followed up properly. So we help you, and we'll analyze your credit, you know, your credit report, and look to enhance it or make sure that your vendors are reporting properly.
So some cowboy vendor could be messing up my ability to get the right payment terms, and it could be costing my business a whole lot of money.
That's possible, but you could also be doing the damage yourself by leaving things out there too long, 60, 90, 180 days, whereas they would be willing to accept a smaller amount as long as you negotiate it. So some people don't realize that a bird in the hand, being paid today something versus nothing, maybe the right solution. I'll get the economy going.
The guy may be sitting in the corner paralyzed. He's getting these letters from creditors. He's getting calls from attorneys, or I guess it's calls from creditors and letters from attorneys. If somebody's in that position where their head's exploding with all this collection negativity, they can even call you on your cell phone, right?
They can call me on my cell phone. The best thing to do is call our office. The number to reach us at is 877-846-0667. Become a client of ours. I'm more than happy to give out my cell phone. You know, we do get a lot of phone calls at this point, but I'm happy to give that out. And I will tell you, when you can stop the collection calls, or you don't have to decide should I take the call or shouldn't I, and you miss like a business call, if you can make that stop, those phone calls, and really put yourself back on track to build your business, the value of having a company like mine, it's a win-win. You're not spending any money to hire us. The only way we get paid is if we help you successfully negotiate obligations to a lesser amount.
Now, again, we've only got a few minutes left. I want to make sure we get the website and the phone number out there again, and then I want to talk a little bit about how you can help people rehabilitate their cash flow.
Okay, great. You can check us out on the web at www.truenorthfinancial.net. And certainly give us a call at 877-846-0667.
Now, how do you help people rehabilitate their cash flow? That sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, it all starts with a very simple concept, money in, money out. And we help you. I can't help you find new clients, but I can help you get them to pay quicker. We can show you how to incentivize your clients. We can help you with collection matters. And also on the way out, payables. We can help you negotiate. We have a lot of clients who have problems with loans that they have. The banks turned around and cut their line of credit or increased the amount of required amount. Leases that they're no longer using, they're paying monthly payments on. Vendors that they're paying COD when they could be paying, you know, on terms that are much more favorable. So we have the ability to even look at your operational expense, Jim, all the way across the board, and look at, are you spending too much on shredding? Are you spending too much on your cellular? Are you spending too much on freight, shipping? We can look at those things and help you analyze. And if I could save you 20, 30% on the out, you know, let's face facts, that's huge for a business that's operating on skinny margins these days.
Well, all businesses operate on skinny margins, and everybody is looking to pick it up where they can. In fact, we once did a segment with a CPA that said winning by playing the percentages, and just one little percent here and there can really make a business turned around, and that's what we're talking about here.
Correct. And, you know, I want to make one key point here. You are as important to your supplier or your vendor as they are to you, vice versa. You are to them and they are to you. And the key is communication. We help with that part of this equation.
Yeah, because I got to believe that the negative energy by a slow pay or a no pay or a short pay, it really creates a problem, especially if you've been in business, doing business with your suppliers for quite some time. They're probably wondering, what's the matter with Bobby or whatever, isn't it? You know, whatever.
Fortunately, we're able to take the emotional consequences out of this whole thing.
Yeah, it's a very emotional time, a very emotional process, and I got to believe if a business owner is there with their spouse and the spouse is fielding the calls, this must reverberate all the way back home.
I would say absolutely, and I would say if you want to get an opportunity for us to review your company, won't cost you anything, we don't share it with you, it's no obligation, you know, by all means, give us a call, we're happy to do it, check us out on the web, and we'll be more than happy to see if we can give you a seat at the table as well.
And then so people can just make sure their credit's rehabilitated, and that really works great. Rob, I want to thank you as always for coming out. I want you to give your phone numbers and everything just one more time, the phone number and the email address.
Sure thing. It's 877-846-0667. If you'd like to call us anytime, we're open till 7 o'clock at night. We get in the office at about 8:30 in the morning. feel free to check us out on the web, www.truenorthfinancial.com, and that's a .net.
Okay, and it's Rob Denton who's helping America come back and be great. Rob, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest, we're hoping that he'll call in. If he doesn't, maybe we'll have you stick around and give us some more credit tips.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. We're hoping that Dr. Eugene Schiff is going to call in. He's the director of the Schiff Center for Liver Disease at the University of Miami Health System. We're going to talk about why baby boomers should get tested for hepatitis C. We're just waiting for the doctor to call in. We may have more debt stuff with Rob after this. Back after this break.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with socialmedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Warren Henry leases a lot of Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos in the South Florida market. Of course they do. They're one of the region's premier luxury auto dealers, and because Warren Henry has so many loyal customers, you better believe that they get a lot of off-lease trade-ins and trade-ups. If you're looking for a great value, that's huge. See, Warren Henry not only Motor Trend certifies every pre-owned vehicle they sell, so you know that they're going to stand behind those cars, but they also offer something extra. The next time you're there, look for the bright orange Legacy labels. These are cars that have always been part of the Warren Henry family. That means that they were originally leased from Warren Henry and meticulously maintained by their service department. And since all Warren Henry vehicles, new and pre-owned, come with the Warren Henry Advantage, I got to tell you, this is about as close to new as any pre-owned car gets. That's Warren Henry. Get used to getting more at Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Garmin. 95 northbound at Northwest 95th Street, an accident off to the shoulder. Still expect some delays. 95 southbound at the Golden Glades interchange, your center lane is closed. Also dealing with a crash on the entrance ramp to 95 northbound from Davie Boulevard. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to more Freed on Business. It's my fault because I told the doctor to call in a few minutes from now. So he'll be calling in just a second. But that's good news for all the people out there that have credit problems, because I got Rob Denton to stick in with us for a couple minutes more. Rob, now I know that you do a lot of credit repair for professionals. Most people don't think that a professional service provider would have a need for that. I got to believe that that's a misimpression, that there's a lot of them out there that need help.
Right, but let's define. We're not a credit repair company. We can help you establish and fix your credit, but the key is that there are professionals who contact us, attorneys, accountants, wealth management advisors, who have clients that don't necessarily have the passive income or revenue to invest, and they also have issues. And sometimes the reason they have issues is that their clients are not paying them. So any credit professional, a professional like an attorney or accountant or wealth management person who's listening, we're more than happy to speak to your clients. We give a free analysis. We'll talk to them, and we'll explain how we can actually help them navigate through this tough time.
All right, Rob. Well, the doctor called while you were helpfully filling me in, so you can get back on the road. Make sure that everybody is real nice to people going north, because we got Rob Denton out there trying to help everybody. But now we've got Dr. Eugene Schiff on the line. Dr. Schiff is the director of the Schiff Center for Liver Disease at the University of Miami Health System. We call that UHealth on our show. He's going to speak to us today about the CDC recommendations that all U.S. baby boomers should get tested for hepatitis C. Now, when I read about this, I couldn't believe it. But Dr. Schiff, welcome to the show, and help me understand what's going on here.
What it is this. If you screen people that were born from 1945 to 1965, that age group, that age range, those are the baby boomers that during the Vietnam War, there was a lot of experimentation with drugs. These aren't hardcore drug addicts. These were young people, and in those days, they might have shared a needle five or six times, forgot about it, didn't realize that they had picked up hepatitis, because hepatitis C, and that was the main one that we're picking up,
right,
is it moves chronically in a very insidious way. In other words, the person doesn't realize they have it. And these young people, many of them went on to college, many of them became blood donors, and they were then transmitting it that way through blood.
Wow.
And then as years went by, the underlying liver disease progresses at different rates. So that if you take that particular cohort of people, they right now are between ages 47 and 67.
Dr. Schiff, you're freaking me out.
I'm in
that age cohort,
okay.
And I lived very carefully. I did have one friend that I knew that had hepatitis.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a friend. I'm talking about playing with drugs. A lot of people don't want to talk about that for a couple of reasons. One, they feel, well, I'm not a drug addict. That was when I was a kid and I was just playing around. And how does that have anything to do with me now, some 35, 40 years later? Well, it does, because it goes chronic. Now, most of the people who have chronic hepatitis C, and there are about 5 million in the United States,
wow,
are actually in that range. About 70% of all the cases in the United States are between born in 1945 to 1965. Now, there are various ways of getting it, but the most common was people sharing needles, experimenting with drugs. And again, I'm not talking about hardcore heroin addicts. I'm talking about people who experimented three or four times. Now, what are other sources? It's blood to blood, but the other obvious source, but then they're aware of it, are people who got transfused.
Right.
Now, if we talk about the Vietnam War era, listen, there were veterans who were in combat, who got wounded, who got blood. There were people that had elective surgery that got blood. There were people that got blood for complications of bleeding. Anybody who received blood products up to 1992, because in 1992, the blood banks had a very accurate test to pick up hepatitis C. Before 1990, there was no test. And people didn't know that they were getting blood. The blood bank didn't know it. That had hepatitis virus in it.
Well, Dr. Schiff, I want to ask you a question. This actually came to my attention just last night when I was getting prepared to watch the Democratic convention.
Yeah.
There was an ad on from one of those.
I heard about this ad about one of the new drugs. And it was, are you talking about the one that said if you got this?
Yeah,
drug,
if you had hepatitis C, yeah, if you had a test screening for hepatitis C, call us so we can bilk some insurance company for you.
Well, we may be talking about two different ads. The ad I was told about by one of my nurses talked about one of the new direct antiviral agents that's being used in the study of hepatitis C.
No, what I saw was one of those fishing nets that they throw out for class action lawsuits.
Oh. So what were they asking?
They were saying, if you've been tested for hepatitis C, call us because, you know, and then I wasn't really paying attention because I went out to get something to eat.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would impact legally.
Let me ask you a different question then. Now, let's say somebody's infected.
Yeah. Yeah.
This sounds like a rather insidious situation.
Right.
Is there a treatment for this infection?
Absolutely, and that's what's important.
Well, then, gosh darn it, why aren't we getting people tested and fixed?
Well, that's why the CDC has said, let us screen people, and the biggest payoff will be if you routinely screen people born from 1945, 1965. Obviously, screen anyone who has a risk factor. If someone got transfused before 1992, you're going to screen them. If somebody, and this is how typically they're picked up, went to a doctor for an insurance exam or for anything, and their liver enzymes were elevated, they'll be screened. This screen is getting at people who have no idea they have it. They may know they have a risk factor, but they don't want to talk about it. But many times they don't. Now, what is the treatment now, and where's it going to be in the next 2 or 3 years? Right now, it's a treatment that has a high cure rate. Now, use the word cure. I mean, get rid of the virus.
Really a cure,
but,
huh?
But has a lot of side effects.
Oh, so that must be what I was looking at on TV.
Well, many people cannot take the regimen that is licensed right now. And what you have right now, there are three components. One is called interferon, and the other is called ribavirin. Now, those two drugs have been used now for over 10 years. The problem is a lot of side effects, and the cure rate for those two alone for the most common genotype. When I say genotype, there are six genotypes of this virus. Genotype 1 is the most common in the United States. About 70% have it. And in that group, they're the toughest group. Ideally, 40% are cured. When I say ideally, that comes from clinical trials. When you actually apply that to a population at large, it's lower success because many people cannot take it because they cannot tolerate interferon or their contraindications.
I guarantee you that's what was on TV.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
What has been added, now licensed, is a direct antiviral. Works different than interferon ribavirin, which is a protease inhibitor. When you put the three together, you have a higher cure rate, as high as 75%, but very difficult to take. Now, where are we going? And why is this screening very important? Well, by the time they really implement this screening, where it becomes done on a regular basis, which is not being done now, you're going to have licensed drugs that approach 100% cure without interferon. Now, those are trials now. They're in studies now, and they're combinations of what we call direct antivirals. Let me quickly give you the three targets. One is called a polymerase inhibitor, one's called a protease inhibitor, one's called an NS5A inhibitor. You're going to see combinations of those pills without interferon, much lower side effect profile, much higher cure rate. That's going to be out there starting 1.5 years from now. So by screening people and uncovering them, it's going to end up being what we call test and treat. In other words, if you're positive, we got these pills. That isn't where it is right now. If you're positive now, people consider they weigh risk versus benefit. Is it worth using what we have now with a side effect profile in this person with this degree of liver disease? When you get to these drugs without interferon, and you have low side effects but a very high cure rate, then that's not an issue. So then it'll become, if you're positive, we got pills, you're going to take them.
Well, Dr. Schiff, I want to go back to the beginning again when we
sure.
were talking about who could possibly have this, because it really created initially kind of a class that I would say a group where somebody might feel a little bit negative about being in there. But there's other people that have been exposed or potentially exposed that are more that would maybe be a little bit different, like kids with the parents that have the mother has this?
Well, let's talk about that. I'm going to give you the way it's transmitted and the relative risk of that. If you talk about babies born to a mother who has chronic hepatitis C, from mother to newborn, that's very low. It's about 2%.
Uh-huh.
Most mothers who are positive do not transmit to their
okay.
baby. Second, if we talk about sexual intercourse, and we talk about heterosexual intercourse, let's take a married couple. If one of them is positive, they are unlikely to transmit to their partner. In fact, over a 20-year period, the risk and a monogamous heterosexual couple is about 2%.
Okay.
Now, in the household, you tell them don't share razors. Why? If the person who has C cuts himself on a razor, if it's a woman shaving her legs and her husband uses that razor and he cuts himself, that's blood to blood. We tell them don't share a toothbrush. It isn't because of ingestion. It's the bristles on the toothbrush that get microscopic blood on it. It's not
right.
Ingestion. I could take a pint of blood that was C positive and put it in my stomach. I wouldn't get it. The way this is transmitted is it's getting into the bloodstream. Okay, where do you see it sexually transmitted? Men who have sex with men, a definite risk of transmitting C, particularly if they have HIV. HIV means the viral level of C will be higher. And therefore, when you have the type of sex that men who have sex with men, for example, anal intercourse, or if there are fisting, if there are instruments put up in the rectum and there's bleeding, all of that kind of stuff, it ends up being blood to blood. And that is a risk sexually. It's not a risk sexually in the heterosexual setting. Now, most people who get C, it's literally blood to blood. So, if you shared a needle with someone who had it, if you got transfused or got a blood product that came before 1992 because they didn't have a screen for the test that was accurate, they had nothing before 1990, that makes up about 15% of the people who have it. But most of the people who have it right now are these baby boomers in that age range, born between 1945 to 1965.
So with our overriding health regimen, I gotta figure we're talking about population health here. The CDC is going to send down guidelines to primary care physicians? How's that going to work?
Let me tell you about it. There are about 5 million people we'll see in the United States, and three-quarters of them don't know they have it. And now we have much better treatment, and particularly coming, where it's going to have much less side effects. And if you don't treat, what are we talking about? You have in that spectrum of people with chronic hepatitis C over the decades, about a third of them have cirrhosis of the liver at this point in time. That means regenerating nodules in the liver with scarring. If you have a cirrhotic liver, there are three things you're concerned about. One is cancer of the liver, hepatocellular carcinoma. The risk of getting that in a cirrhotic with C is about 5% per year. So you would like to prevent cirrhosis. Second is the person with cirrhosis who progresses with a disease is going to get decompensated liver disease, where the liver can't do what it has to. This is a vital organ. And this is where you talk about transplantation. Let's put a new liver in. Right now, if you put a new liver in today, the new liver gets reinfected. That will not happen once these drugs get out there. However, we're talking about a life-threatening process. The third thing is that people with cirrhosis can develop complications of cirrhosis, such as gastrointestinal bleeding. They bleed from these big veins in the esophagus that are life-threatening. So you don't want cirrhosis. So you want to pick up these people who haven't been diagnosed, particularly the ones who don't have cirrhosis, because if you treat and cure them, they're not going to cirrhosis. If they have cirrhosis, you want to treat them too, because you want to curtail the progression of the cirrhosis.
Dr. Schiff, this is a great topic, but I'm running out of time.
I know you are, and I'm talking too much.
You're terrific. If people want more information, how do they get more information? Then we're going to have you back to get a follow-up on this.
First of all, they can get easily a lot of information from the Internet, from the CDC. All they got to put in the Internet is hepatitis C, and you'll bring up all kinds of programs that are available. We're here at the University of Miami at our Center for Liver Disease, and if they really have a question, they can call our center.
Well, Dr. Schiff, Okay. Obviously a full-blown expert on liver disease. We have to get all our tests done, and we have to make sure we do it so that we can take the new regimen of drugs that will help us get better. I want to thank you so much for alerting our community.
And thank you for putting this on the air, because it's going to help people who are out there now who have risk factors for this to get tested.
It's my absolute pleasure. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we're going to wrap the show.
Take care.
You got it.
All right. Here's a song. This Bob Hope at Thanks for the Memories, and I got a song I wrote called Feeling All Right.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Get to Sun Life Stadium September 16th when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 Perfect Season throwback hat. I can't wait to get mine. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the Dolphin opener at dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. It means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by their service department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned, all Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more at Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
When I was just...
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to the final segment here on Freed on Business. I want to make sure that you participate in our Dolphin opening game ticket giveaway. Make sure that you follow at Jim Freed or follow at Freed on Business. And we are going to select one of the people that follows us between now and Wednesday to win two free club seats to the Miami Dolphins game. And you'll be able to sit with us at the game and you will be able to enjoy the Dolphin game with us. So make sure that you do that with us. Now, I also want to make sure that we talk about something that is extraordinarily important to me, and that is my newspaper. I can't get the newspaper. It's driving me crazy. You want to know what the problem with the newspaper is today? I need the newspaper by 6:30 a.m. or I leave and I don't have it. And that's a problem for me. Now, I tweeted out this morning that I was having a problem with the Wall Street Journal, the Miami Herald, and the Sun Sentinel, and I will give it to the Miami Herald. They responded. Now, what they really need to do is they need to look up my account and see that I don't get my paper on time on a regular basis. It's so bad that, in fact, I started having the Miami Review delivered to my office. The timely delivery of the paper is important to me. You really can't replace the holding and touching of the newspaper in your hand. And so while I do have the app on my iPad, it's not the same as reading the paper. So I really do want my newspaper. I want my newspaper, but it just doesn't come on time. Now, we've got to find a solution to this, Miami Herald and Sun Sentinel and Wall Street Journal. I don't know what it is, but please find it out, because some of my favorite stuff is available out there on Twitter. It's available on my iPad. It's available in lots of different ways. But I want to read it in my newspaper, physically in my hand. And one last thing I wanted to bring up on a different topic, the bikers. We talked about the bicyclists last week. The bicyclists last week started driving up and down Biscayne Boulevard, and there were cars that were driving through them. The protests have to stop. Register with the cops. Have the cops set you up on streets. Have the streets blocked. Be safe, but don't be out there as radical protesters, because somebody is eventually going to get hurt and going to die, and we don't want to have that happen. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, and our friends at Watch You Want. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Follow me at Freed on Business or at Jim Freed. You can win Dolphins tickets. If you missed our show, it'll be up on www.freedonbusiness within the next couple of days. Remember, the person that wants to go do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Sound funny, but I come to get my money back. Can everybody say Jack? Don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet.